badly.
Like this. Huh? Drop it low and pick it up just like this. Yeah. Cup of ass, cup of Chris. High heels, something worth a half a ticket on my wrist. On my wrist. Taking all the...
I guarantee you, when Sully runs around his neighborhood, he's got a little Iggy Azalea.
He does 10 miles every day.
I listen to the zone the whole way. I want to know if Mario Chalmers has a shot doctor. We need to fire him. He doesn't dribble real well either. What's up with him?
Did you see the video or the webpage? They're trolling him. They've got point guards who are better than him, and there's some fictional and some not so fictional.
Well, you know, when you can, Patty Mills is the second best point guard in the series right now, and that concerns me if I'm a Heat fan.
I've been saying this for 2 weeks, Sully. I said there's nobody worse as a point guard in the playoffs than Mario Chalmers. I've been saying it for 2 or 3 weeks now.
And speaking of point guards, something I was thinking about while I was running there, and I heard you guys talking. What a great promotion this would be. I got excited when I heard Pat say he could turn anyone into a dribbler with the fingertip push-ups and everything.
Oh, fingertip push-ups. So
hey, what if you trained typer. Justin? I say when you set goals, you perform better. And we set a goal for like halftime of their non-conference game with, you know, Southwestern Utah. And whether he's good or bad, it would be an attraction.
And he does it like a dribbling show?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, with those fingertip push-ups, you'll be able to type faster than you've ever typed in your life.
I've always been a terrible – I'm a pretty good typist. I've always been a terrible dribbler.
And we'll put some out-of-this-world dribbler that's about 8 years old with you, and we can have a little fun with it.
That'd be great. Yeah, I can get you doing the spider. I can get you doing anything.
I got an idea. If you want to humiliate me, why don't I just run through this arena at halftime in a thong? How about that?
No.
Dribbling.
I think you've got the work ethic. You prove with your weight loss.
Yeah.
And Pat has the knowledge.
The challenge is set. You versus an 8-year-old.
Sully, I think you can...
Not just an 8-year-old. This kid's going to be out of the world.
Sully, I think you can understand, having known me as long as you have, that the hardest thing for me to do is close my mouth. So, yes, the weight loss thing was difficult. Shutting my mouth to keep food out and to keep words in, very difficult. So you've got, it's at the Arnold Palmer driving range. We couldn't remember the name.
Golf World.
I mean, Arnold Palmer, you can see why I could forget that name. I mean, who could possibly remember that?
Is it Golf World or Arnold Palmer?
It's Golf World. It used to be Arnold Palmer.
Okay.
Golf World.
It's been there for years.
Yeah, everybody knows the location on the university.
Over 50 years. That big golf ball. They actually have 2 miniature golf courses. And what you would enjoy about this is it's not the windmills and everything. The best golfers, as far as the dads and kids, win this event because it's got a few slopes and everything, but it's
actually, I like it better
for skill.
It's tricked out because I'm not good and my kid's worse.
It's a skill putt-putt.
But you don't want kids frustrated on, you know, Father's Day weekend. You don't want to see a club thrown
very
out
low
there
stress or, atmosphere.
Yeah,
I've never thrown
a club.
I've never thrown a club during putt-putt.
Can you bring your own putter?
You can bring your own putter, and I think that's a good idea because, you know, there's going to be a good crowd there, and you may get stuck with a, you know.
What about your own golf ball?
Yeah, you can bring your own golf ball.
Yeah, I can't putt without a Pro V1. I mean, I'm fancy.
Can I bring my caddy?
You can bring a caddy.
That's it.
And we've had plus fours. We've had people show up wearing those plus fours.
Sully, here's the biggest issue.
Tyrone at Channel 7 did.
I mean, the dress is not an issue. The putter's not an issue. The ball is not an issue. It's the kid that's a problem for Pat.
Oh, he can find one out there.
Why don't you borrow one of my kids? You can play with Parker or Maddox, and I'll take the other one, and we'll knock it out.
A little competition.
He's going to take the better one.
You can draft. Who are you going to pick first?
I would probably take Maddox because he plays more golf.
Wait, what's the age limit here?
Well, my daughter plays.
Alive.
She's 23, 27.
Oh, fine. Matty T, what are you doing on Saturday?
I'm playing golf.
All right, son.
Oh, how do you like that? Just like that.
Sully, how does this work? What exactly is the situation on
Well, you can play as much as you want, and we do it in different age groups. Now, when you get the older you get, now, Maddie and you may be kind of outside the age range for trophies, but then you then you play for pride, but we give out, at the end of the day, we draw for $1,200 in gift certificates.
I love that.
Yeah, regardless of where you finish.
Oh, really?
And that's at noon, yeah.
Are we eligible?
Yeah.
Do you have to be present?
You have to be present. That's the whole
deal.
Yeah, so show up. A lot of people show up about 10:30, 11, and then stick around for 12.
Okay, because I usually come early and get out. Yeah, I need to stick around.
Golf World and Sports Stop.
So it starts at what time?
Starts at 9. You can show up, you know, 10:30 or something, get around in, and then the big drawing, and you get, it's a great deal, $20, $50 gift certificates. And then,
like, what kinds of gift certificates do you have?
Lingerie stores.
Yeah. There's over to Twin Peaks and no. It's at Sports Stop, but sports stuff. And then they have a bunch of Golf World provides a bunch of restaurant gift certificates.
Oh, great.
And steakhouses and stuff like
that. I like steakhouses.
So you can go right to the restaurant after your noon golf.
Good deal.
And it's a good deal. It's free drinks from Pepsi, donuts. Can't beat the deal. And it's got 2 courses you can play. And they've kind of been redone, just like similar to the U.S. Open. They haven't tricked them up as much. But,
so you just show up and sign up there?
There's no registration. You just show up.
Okay,
free?
It's free.
I can afford that.
Yeah, everything's free. It's actually a great deal. I think that scares people. Yeah.
How many teams do you typically get?
Probably about 100, and I thought we'd get more, but, you know, I
how many stick around for the drawing?
Majority of them. There'll be some that'll show up. Some get really excited, and these are people I look forward to that drive from, you know, Russellville or Ozark or Monticello, and they're there at 8:45.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
How long does it take to go around and do the...
25 minutes, 30 minutes.
But you can play it as many times as you want. Yeah,
and we get some. The 8 to 12... that's the wheelhouse, man. Those kids are 6 to 12 because they want to compete and they want to go. And my family, the great thing about it is I'm not good, but I'm pretty good on that course. On a given day, there's a potential that my 23-year-old or even the 27-year-old on a, you know, if the stars are aligned right, can possibly beat me, which makes it pretty good. One day we had Inman's kid insisting that he beat Inman. And I didn't know who to believe.
Scott didn't believe it?
Scott said it was close, but he won. But the kid just would not back down. And Barry Brandt's kid was also very confident that he could take down his dad. And his dad's a good golfer. Oh, yeah.
Well, Barry's son's a pretty good athlete, though.
Yeah.
I can see that.
And you got to believe. That's the whole deal in anything, I think.
Confidence,
you know, Mario
Chalmers,
you got to believe tonight.
Yeah,
you got to believe you can hit that three-pointer.
Say what you want about Mario Chalmers.
He had
some huge games. If you guys remember.
Yeah, when he was in Kansas.
Even when he was with Miami, and admittedly, there's a lot of guys that LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Bosch have looked good when they're playing around.
What about Battier?
Rashad Lewis has really been your only guy that's given you anything from behind the three-point line.
Well, and Ray's been fine. Ray's not played as many minutes, but he did fine the other day. You know, the thing about Chalmers, though, is, you know, and I don't know if you got do basketball players have slump busters like baseball guys do?
Slump busters.
Yeah, you know, you go out and hook up with a big girl or whatever you got to do.
Oh, jeez, now, come on.
That's a Mark Grace thing, Joe. Take it up with Mark Grace.
Is that Bull Durham? No. Is that real?
It's Mark Grace. You never heard him tell that story? Slump busters. He needs something.
You know what? Can
maybe
I just
needs
tell
a
you
mani
what that
pedi. I don't know what he needs.
You know what that translates into, a slump buster? And I'm just going to be straight up with you. It's about relaxing. And whatever his definition of, what did you say, overweight?
Or bigger girl.
Bigger girl.
That's just
It breaks the tension. And that's really what I would say Mario Chalmers. Well, do something
to
break the tension.
So LeBron did the yoga and the Maleficent or whatever, how you pronounce it.
Maleficent, yeah.
Maleficent, whatever.
Yes.
So what do you suggest Chalmers had done after such a horrific game?
But the thing is, you got to do something that is going to be out of your character. Like, I was very routine and sort of tightly strung before games. So whenever I kind of had a bad game or maybe a slump, whatever you call it, I would try to do something completely out of character.
And rob a bank?
Something like that. Go out and slash some tires. It just relieves
your
stress.
Do a Robert Bank.
Eat a salad.
Wear a mask.
I mean, just all kinds of weird stuff.
Just all kinds of strange things. But really, you got to break the routine. Clearly, something's going on in your brain where you got to break the routine, relax yourself, relieve that tension.
I noticed in the back end of that game the other night when it was gotten out of hand that he was even afraid to shoot. And then he comes a liability.
Him.
They can back off him and you just wonder what you do. Do you go with Norris Cole?
It's a battlefield of the mind.
Norris Cole, he's a guy on the other end of the spectrum. He's confident for no apparent reason. See, Chalmers, I understand
why.
If
you have that kind of hair, you got to be confident.
I guess so. Hey, kid called. He wants to know where play went. The thing is, you know, Chalmers seems – he should be confident because he has shown that he can knock down shots, and he's a pretty good player, like Pat said. I'm giving him a hard time, but he's a much better player than he's playing right now. Norris Cole is active, but sometimes he's a guy that seems to be going 100 miles an hour but not sure where he's headed.
Isn't a highly compelling series, though?
Should
just
be.
All the different elements you have in there.
Incredible storyline.
Not if the Spurs win tonight, it isn't.
You have some incredible storylines, though. Really, the all-international team.
And then when they're going to interview Popovich during the game and what stage, what, you know.
You know what would be a great interview tonight is let the guys talk about their soccer teams in the World Cup.
The soccer teams.
Yeah, well, that would be.
You got a bunch of guys on the Spurs that have. Where's
Brazil.
Dia from? Is he?
Dia is French.
He's French, too?
He's French. You got two French guys. You got Manu is the Argentine. Patty Mills, the Australian. Thiago Splitter is
the Brazilian.
This is your NBA
expert right here.
And you got Marco Bellinelli, who's your Italiano.
Who's a Brazilian?
Thiago Splitter.
Okay, well, Splitter.
Tim Duncan's from the Virgin Islands.
That's true, but they don't have a team in the World Cup. Sully, who are you riding? You going with Brazil? You've taken
Corey
the favorite.
Joseph's from Texas.
Kind of like a different country.
I got to pull for a long shot. I'm always for the United States. I know some of the players aren't giving themselves a shot, but
well, the coach isn't. That's for sure. How dumb is that?
I don't like the pool though. You got to play Germany. I would assume is a good
team.
This
guy Klinsmann is so European. It hurts. I mean, it just that's such a typical European thing. And did you see his explanation for it? I know. Americans, they want to win everything, but I got to be reality. I got to be reality.
Okay. Said?
You be reality, pal.
I saw, I got to find my story here. I've got a story here somewhere. The United States, they did a poll. Oh, here it is, right here. Okay, this is the same page. Here's the poll. They asked people from different countries, who do you want to win?
Yeah.
And who do you think will win the World Cup? The United States, not surprisingly, it says, which team are you rooting against? And USA fans, top answer, USA.
this poll, USA fans?
Yes.
That's a classic.
Come on, USA. And their second answer was Russia.
That's a classic
thinking, really?
American move.
They asked, who plays the most beautiful soccer? Americans said Brazil. Everybody said Brazil. Argentina, Australia, Brazilians, Chileans, Colombians, Costa Ricans. Every single country said Brazil, except for the Japanese, like Spain. And then the USA's second choice was Spain. Now, here's the interesting one. Who will win the World Cup? Argentina got a vote from Argentinians. Spain was picked by Spaniards. Brazil was picked by everybody else except the United States. And who do you think they picked?
I have no idea.
The United States fans picked?
United States.
The United States.
There you go.
I hate to break this to them. They're probably going to be disappointed. Your odds are as follows. The United States is currently 100-1 shot to win the World Cup. Brazil is your favorite at 3-1. Argentina, 4-1. Germany, 11-2. As Sully was mentioned, the pool of death, not a good mix. Spain, 6-1. Belgium, 18-1. And Italy and England are 22-1. I kind of would be rooting for England, I would think, because they actually have a legitimate shot, and it'd be good to see them. And that it means as much to them as it does anybody else.
Does one advance out
I'm
of each
going
pool
for Ireland?
This is me being dumb. I think two do.
Oh, two do. Okay.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
We don't know. I want to get back about the United States soccer team.
Okay. What do you? Okay. Go ahead.
I just want. I'm curious if this guy Jurgen Klinsmann.
Yeah.
Okay. He's been the coach since 2011. He didn't think we can win it, right? What has he been? What have they been doing for 3 years? Like, what shouldn't we be in a position, or he be in a position of 3 years of the coach, to say we can go out there and win a World Cup?
What did Herb Brooks tell that hockey team? Did he tell them they couldn't win? I couldn't remember.
Yes, Sully. Exactly. I just don't. What have you been doing for 3 years? If you don't have them to the point where you don't think and it takes luck to win any championship. You don't think a good bounce here, a favorable bounce there can win you this thing? What are we doing?
That would be like, what's a team that is highly thought of but has no chance to win in like basketball, in international play? What's a team that values basketball highly but couldn't possibly be? Like the Spanish team. Let's say the Spanish team. They're competitive. They're pretty good. They've got a couple of NBA
guys. But
you
think we value soccer? You know, we do at the younger level, but, you know, the best athletes are not playing soccer.
I'm sure Team USA does.
Well, Sully, I thought about that. Yeah. How can we not? How can our second-tier athletes? Okay, our first-tier athletes play NFL, NBA. And
right, major. But the second-tier athletes play other things, too.
How are you going to tell me our second-tier athletes aren't as good as Germany's
because
athletes or Brazilian
we're
Brazil's
on the seventh-tier athlete that plays soccer.
Yeah. I mean, how many people we got in our country? We dwarf the majority of I just don't.
Like how many members of the U.S. soccer team can you rattle off? Just
because I've been watching a lot of
name
them.
Name me two.
Clint Dempsey and Jozy Altidore.
Jozy Altidore's on the team?
And Tim Howard.
The only reason I recognize his name is because apparently he still gets called.
You are spreading the soccer knowledge.
I mean, the only thing I'm saying.
Did you see the story on Real Sports? He still gets called racial epithets playing overseas in the European League.
Oh, they're bizarre over there.
Nuts.
You're telling me.
They throw bananas at these guys. I'm thinking, really? It's 2014.
See, I don't think it's athletics. I don't think it's an athlete because you can pick out a kid that is agile and athletic as anybody else in the world.
Yeah.
I just think their culture. And I don't know how it's gotten to this point, but you talk about Brazil. This is such a European question. Who plays the most beautiful soccer in the world? Yeah. Which is such a European question.
Mm-hmm.
They play it differently. You know, like Europeans play basketball differently than Americans play basketball.
Yes.
Americans are a very challenge-oriented, mano-a-mano society versus the Europeans are more of
socialist.
It's a flowing.
Yeah, well, they're team. Team concept.
It's more of a flowing.
Do you get jealous that we're not into it as a country? Like you see the rabid fans all over the world for the World Cup, and here it just hasn't. You know, and maybe it'll take a win,
Sully,
or a long run.
I haven't said the S word in about a year.
What's the S word?
Soccer. So I mean, clearly it's having an impact on us. We're paying attention at least. I do know the United States is playing Ghana in its first game on Monday.
Do you think we'll be a Ghana?
Probably will be a Ghana. I'm gonna go to you. Ought to join me at Jim's Razorback Pizza. We'll go over there.
What time's the game?
4:30.
Pat has his own watch party going on. Actually,
we're actually preempting Drive Time Sports on Monday, so we can carry the World Cup game for the United States and Ghana.
I think soccer is a little like college
baseball.
That's
a total lie. I just made that up and you bought it. Hook, line, and sinker.
I was like, that's cool.
I did hear we're going to be carrying some soccer games.
We are, but it won't be until the weekend games when they're not conflicting with drive time.
Pat is going to be at Sticky's.
I need Randy to be on so I can make money. Here are some other countries that I thought were surprising that they actually made it to the World Cup. Maybe you weren't surprised by this, but I don't follow close enough to know if they're any good. Ghana would be among them. Bosnia-Herzegovina, which is a great area for
Herzegovina.
Basketball. Whatever. Have you been there?
No, but I'm a big fan.
I have. I
fly their flag proudly.
I just called it Bosnia when I was there. But anyway, the point is they're in. Okay, so that's a little... And Croatia,
tall people.
Croatia's in too. Same general region. That's a great basketball area. I didn't know they were so good at soccer. Cameroon, not surprising. And they're a 501 a shot. That's kind of surprising. Algeria. Not to be confused with Algiers. Costa Rica's in. Honduras, Iran, and South Korea. Japan, Ecuador, the Ivory Coast. The Ivory Coast has a soccer team that's really good, apparently.
The Ivory Coast is run or owned or was taken over by France. So you have a lot of French influence over in the Ivory Coast.
Who doesn't make it? Who didn't make it?
I don't know.
I want to know about some of our Norwegian countries.
Did Canada make it?
What about Iceland?
Canada's out. Okay.
What about Iceland?
Out.
What? Okay, what about Norway?
Norway, oot.
What about, it's good, Ireland's got to be in there, right?
Ireland is not in.
Oh, what? Wow.
Yep.
What are those freckle-faced freaks doing?
Who's going to be our second pick?
Yes, Sully, I know.
I'm rooting for England. I really am. Because it means a lot to them, you know? I guess I should root for South American team.
You realize people will die in the streets if Brazil doesn't win, first of all, right?
How about Portugal 25-1? I always thought Portugal seemed like a neat place.
I think they're in our little pool.
Oh, they are?
Portugal, Germany, Ghana. Well,
they have a four times better chance to win than we do, so I'm going to root for them. The Netherlands is in, and Colombia's in.
The Dutch have a good team.
Wally's rooting for Colombia. He's a big coffee fan.
Yeah.
It's Colombian or nothing for Wally. He's very touchy about that.
So what about Denmark?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. I think I've rattled off every country that's in.
The Danes put
Switzerland's in at 125-1. They're just
Belgium's in, right?
Belgium?
Belgium's in, I believe.
No.
Just as,
yes, Belgium's 18-1.
I think there's great potential for upset in this tournament because you don't see the 9-1 games. I mean, the mostly 2-0 or
what would be more surprising, Sully, is if Belgium won the World Cup or Maddox and I won the golfing thing Saturday for you.
No, I think I'd have to go Belgium.
That'd be more shocking.
Yeah. I've heard Maddox can stay pretty focused.
He's not bad. You know what? I just remembered we have a birthday party to go to at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
I'll just come in at 9. If you go,
I know, but if I ain't gonna be around for the gift certificates, that's the whole thing.
Pat can be your surrogate drawer there.
Yeah,
he can represent.
I'm sure they'd
love seeing him win for
Sully's.
Himself and then win for you.
Give me your raffle tickets and I'll. Oh, unless that
There's
actually
no
breaks
raffle
the rules.
Tickets. And I'll give you a kid, too. Yeah, I'm going to give you a kid. You got to share your gift certificate with me.
Why don't you bring the birthday party to
Golf World?
Actually, you know what? The party's at a bowling alley. I'd probably be better off going putt-putt.
You're
going
to be using all your skills on Saturday.
Both of them, yes.
You're going to be like a ninja warrior.
All right, so we got a call here before we let you. Are you going to hang out till top of the hour or you got to go?
I can say top of the hour.
One more segment with Steve Sullivan of KATV. Mike from Cabot, what's up?
Hey, I just find it interesting that we're not perceived as playing beautiful soccer since we have a coach whose first name is Urine. Oh. That's it. I'm out.
Well done, sir. Oh. When we get back, we'll update you on the U.S. Open. So you got a pick this week? Who you like?
I don't know.
Fowler and his plus fours. Good call.
I was going for Ricky Fowler. I hate to ever go against the shooter, but I'm Ricky Fowler.
You guys,
fan all the way.
That's fine. No, I like Ricky Fowler.
I don't think any guy that wears the flat cap and the colors, the plus four is going to bother him. He's used to being different.
He's used to looking
at him differently, you know?
Yes. He's used to looking like a goof. He doesn't care.
Hey, God bless him. Win something before you go all that route, though. I'll tell you one thing, Sully. This switches on to America's favorite brand, and that's Ford. Exit 121 in Benton off of I-30.